Reaction from the election. A lot of you takeaway liberals out there are feeling some sour grapes. Listen.
There is no common ground right now. Politics is us against them. As a Democrat, it is frustrating and frankly destructive to our country. I'm pretty sure the Constitution says, we the people. I'm just sick of the selfishness.
This is John Manrique from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. I think you got to start with the people's priority, which is jobs, J-O-B-S. Democrats should publicly hit the GOP with some fast proposals, easy for folks to understand, that get folks back to work, help small business, etc., and then under the glare of the public spotlight, they can create common ground, or you force Boehner and the gang to explain their obstructionism.
Boehner and the gang. Well, Republicans or Democrats, we want to hear from you. Is consensus possible in this split Congress, Democratic Senate, Republican House? We've been asking you. 8778-MY-TAKE or leave a comment at thetakeaway.org.
Boehner and the gang, is that kind of like Cool in the Gang? It's the band.
Good. I have all their albums.
Well, Barbara Leeming clearly has a theory on how Obama could change his message to make it more effective.
More and, like Churchill. Yeah. Churchill's times, I think Obama would probably envy Churchill's times, as difficult as they were.
Yeah, but it certainly was an easier place to get emotion stirred. But, you know, the fact is that there is a lot of people who have suggestions now on how Obama could do things better and what exactly this election means.
The election was a referendum on both the president and the economy. The economy is the albatross hanging around the president's neck. Both sides of the aisle were dissatisfied with his performance.
Definitely easier to fight, to stir up emotions against Nazis than it is against a sluggish economy. But our listeners had a lot to say about the election, and many of them thought it was just party politics.
Walter from Detroit. I am surprised at the American people for voting in the same people that caused the mess we're in now. But they're back in office again, so it goes round and round.
Jeff from Michigan. I don't believe you're ever going to see change in this country. Americans don't stop voting so traditionally Democrat or Republican. I mean, anybody else might as well be from Mars. The American people just don't look at independent politicians.
That's kind of what.
Or just from Michigan. Those two folks from Michigan there.
Right, but, you
Michigan
know,
is kind of
it's also Todd's Will. That last one, Jeff, that's kind of the Todd Zwillick theory as well, that independents like Russ Feingold and Charlie Crist ended up taking the hit in this election and if they didn't follow the party line. Hugh wrote to us on Facebook. He says, where have you been the last 10 years? Rush Limbaugh set the Republican agenda before Obama was inaugurated. He said that he wanted him to fail. Look at the votes of the last 2 years. Almost every single Republican, especially in the Senate, fell in line with the party, voted no on everything. And the complaints you hear from all but the Tea Partiers is not that the government...
You said idiot Tea Partiers.
I know. I was trying to be nice here.
Hugh, let's be nice. Hugh, buddy.
But it's doing too little. They're looking to the government to create jobs, help them stay in their homes, to provide good education, and cut things like health care costs. Democrats mostly believe government can do things like this. Republicans don't.
In fact, both parties are up to their necks in government programs of one kind or another.
Absolutely. Government expanded hugely under the Bush administration.
Defense Department.
Absolutely.
Huge Reagan deficits. It's a bipartisan kind of thing. It's not just the Democrats.
That is absolutely true. Jonathan in Columbia, South Carolina says, we asked if the parties would be able to compromise after this election, since they kind of have to. It's a split Congress. And Jonathan says, that's the problem with the Democrats. They already tried that.
Well, I don't know, but I think the Republicans have a point that with the majority that the Democrats had, and for a while it was a supermajority until they lost Ted Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts, they tried to run the Congress like a parliamentary body and use their supermajority to do what they wanted to do. And the Republicans took umbrage at that and don't consider it compromise.
Almost so. Exactly like when the Republicans had a majority, the Democrats took umbrage to it. It's totally bipartisan. It's history repeating itself over and over and over again.
Although, you know, we don't have a parliamentary system. That's the problem. It's, if Congress behaves like it's a parliamentary system and votes party line
in a system
where you don't have the majority, the working majority, then all you get is this frustrated
gridlock
and inconclusive elections, I think.
That's the kinds
of responses from you. But we want more of them.
Yes, we do. We have a split Congress. Do we have a split electorate? We've been getting lots of comments from the left side of the political spectrum. We'd love to hear from some of the conservatives out there, especially.
Hugh called you Tea Partiers idiots. So, I mean, come on. Look, some of you folks, call
us.
877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at the
takeaway. I was trying to make it civil. Civil discourse.
No, Hugh, buddy, you said idiot, okay? We're pushing back on you.
Just a couple days after the election, you're not going to get away from talking about politics. And we've been hearing a lot about the election booths around this country this week from you.
I think that's exactly the problem. Obama had an unbelievable mandate when he first came into office to do those things that he promised to do. Instead of, say, inviting people that were involved in the universal health care movement to help make the health care bill, he invited the CEO of WellPoint to do it instead, and things of this nature. The problem is he tried to be all things to all people, and he's not going to be able to do that. He needs to go back to his base, the people that elected him, the people that he promised to help, and to the program that he promised to do in the first place.
A guide from one listener on what President Obama can do now, but what should politicians on both sides of the aisle be doing?
Our recent election definition of crazy, doing the same thing over and over in the same way and expecting a different outcome. They need to grow up. They also need to grow up backbone and do what's right for the country and not just politically correct. Does that make me
crazy? I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.